Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
I would say they're striving for purpose. A lot of people want to do impactful things that matter.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinova CEO, Mitch Fraser.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. Workforce development is a topic that tops the list of policymakers and business leaders across the country. But true change in workforce development requires more than policy and curriculum. Field Atlas is an online career exploration platform coupled with the power of on-campus peer ambassadors, mentors, to connect students and connect a future workforce to careers across food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. One of the students who is investing their time to be a Field Atlas investor joins us now. Rylan Puckett is a Ball State University junior, a chemistry major, and a Field Atlas ambassador. Rylan, welcome to Ag Bioscience.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much, Mitch, for having me. I appreciate it. I'm very happy to be here today.
Well, we are excited to talk with you. There are business leaders, there are policymakers who are doing everything they can to connect with students like you, helping unlock this new generation. Before we get into all the things that we're working on together, Rylan, we need a perspective from a college student. How are you thinking about career and how are you thinking about the experiences here in your final 2 years at Ball State?
Initially starting off, believe it or not, Field Atlas was the first time of me ever even putting myself out there for an entity outside of Ball State. So even getting involved in that, I know I want to continue to do our science fairs. Ball State also has another research program branch called LSAMP. That's something I'm looking forward to as, you know, a chemistry student. And career-wise, this may sound so ironic, but since being an ambassador, from time to time, I find myself going to like our career, what is it, our career exploration resource. And since then, I literally have found what I want to focus on, which is being a formulation scientist. And I ended up finding that on our website, ironically.
Oh, that's incredible. Rylan, so you went to Ball State and you said, hey, I want to study chemistry. What led you to chemistry? And then walk us through this leap between being a generic chemistry major to say, hey, look, I want to be in ag bioscience.
I've always had a curiosity for everything, all type of things science, but specifically on the atomic level. And I would say about sophomore year of high school, I had my first chemistry teacher ever vividly paint the picture of how molecules are reacting around us, how we use them, and really just the whole atomic world of what I was curious about. And since then, I've loved it. I've loved the complexity, how important it is. And literally, chemistry, it's in every single aspect of life for everyone.
Oh, Rylan, I love it. And what a powerful story, too, for that teacher who shined a light on what's possible.
Shout out to Miss Murphy.
Miss Murphy, we are elated that you have chosen to invest in Rylan. Now, Rylan, you have found your way into ag bioscience. You mentioned it earlier. The first time you and I ever, well, I even began to know about you specifically, was you were featured in a story, in a local media story. You participated in a Field Atlas career tour, and you saw what was possible here in ag bioscience. Give folks a recount of this bet that you took. You're a chemistry major. You're at Ball State. You're like, these ag people are asking me to do something. You end up on a career tour. Walk us through this.
Okay, so really finding out about Field Atlas and the science tours, it was through a research program at Ball State. And initially looking at it, I had never even heard of Field Atlas Agrinovis. I had no idea. And we're all used, or we've heard of the misconceptions around Agrinovis and Field Atlas. So actually getting in and like going on the tour, that was my first time ever seeing chemistry applied in ways that Ball State was not talking about. Or that was also my first time ever vividly seeing myself in an actual like chemistry career. Visiting, I think it was, they were showing us like the big chemical, like herbicides and like the actual chemicals they use. Instantly, I had so many questions and it just ignited this bigger spark of, I don't just want to be a chemistry major. You know, I want to go deeper. I want to go specifics in a way that's also impactful.
Ryland, it's one of these areas where we often talk about food is the only economy in the world that touches every person on the planet. And as a chemistry major, you highlighted it so brilliantly that science is around us all. You begin to weave those connectivity components together, and you begin to see that, hey, as a chemistry major, I can actually influence the future of agriculture, influence the future of where my food comes from. This economy is an economy that is really a powerful platform for growth.
Yes, for sure. And I've always been interested in the, I would say, ag bioscience aspect of obviously science, but I've never been exposed to it. So Field Atlas was also, it was amazing to have you guys connect the dots in my brain of, okay, so it actually is like, there's more places for chemists here. You know, there's a place. So I would say thank you to you guys as well.
Well, we are grateful for you, Ryland. We're going to dig into what's ahead for Ryland, what's ahead for the future of Indiana's ag bioscience workforce. We'll do it right after this. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
A healthy company is a blessing, but a well-insured company is a necessity. That's why Indiana Farm Bureau offers more affordable health plans for eligible members. Whether you have just a handful of employees or a larger enterprise, building a stable business demands employees who are just as strong and healthy. Indiana Farm Bureau can help with health plans that include medical, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement insurance plans. And you can sign up for membership and apply for an Indiana Farm Bureau health plan any time of year. Indiana Farm Bureau understands the cost of healthcare has rapidly become one of the largest expenses for many small businesses. We invite you to compare our health plans to your current coverage. We're confident you could find significant savings. To learn more about the health plan that's right for you, visit infbhealthplans.com and make the switch today.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. We're talking with Ryland Puckett, Ball State Junior Chemistry Major and Field Atlas Ambassador. Ryland, you are now a Field Atlas Ambassador on the campus of Ball State University, and people are looking to you. Students, faculty, staff are looking to you to provide this connection between what they're studying, what they're leading, what they're doing, and ag bioscience, whether it's food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, or agriculture. What's that experience been like as someone who didn't grow up in ag or didn't think this is where you would be?
It has been very interesting, but I know because I have a certain passion, because I've been that student who wants more or who's looking for more, but just didn't know where to look or where to even start. Because I have that passion, I feel like going out and trying to talk to students, it's less of trying to sell them a pitch. It's more so, I know your position because I know we need to get an internship, or I know we need experience to get our degree. So let me speak to you for a second and give you the resources. Like, let me just show you as an option what's available for you out here and how you can also make an impact. So I would say that has been the best experience of how to personalize majors, because you know you have all different types of majors. So having to figure out also just how many people really fit into ag bioscience and kind of helping to do the background research for them. It's very inspiring to see that spark in someone's eye when you pass them a flyer or you take them to the website and they're like, I'm going to look into this now. Like, really? Like, they're looking, these are the jobs that they're actually hiring? Yes. Yes. I love it. Faculty, I would still love to try and get more with them, but the students so far, it has been such an enriching experience. I cannot even lie.
Well, you have done a great job, Ryland. When you look at this, I want to zoom out a little bit. So many, and we started out this way, you and I having this conversation around everyone wants the insight of a young person who's trying to decide what they want to do with their life. Workforce development has become one of the number one issues for whether it's policymakers, whether it's business leaders, and everyone is trying to solve it a different way. They're trying to say, you know, we go after internships, we go after co-ops. But Ryland, you have a really unique seat here. You've seen Field Atlas, you've seen traditional internship co-op programs, you are with students every day. What's missing? What's missing in today's sort of network of career readiness? What do you feel like as a student that gosh, you just wish could be solved and we would have a new era of workforce development?
I would say the first thing that came to mind would be A, informing. Ball State was the way that I found out about Field Atlas. It would be so nice if I saw, you know, like more companies or if students saw more companies, like even on social media. And I know it might sound so crazy or corny, like how do you even get it on there? But that's where most of us are. So when we see advertisements like that and knocking down misconceptions, that stops a lot of students, even those like myself. Like once I finally understood what Field Atlas was and understood what you guys stand for, I could see myself in it. A lot of students, they only know the big block careers, you know, just what we always hear of. So I would say re-envisioning for them what it looks like of the actual position that that company is wanting for them or wanting from them. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. We often talk about it here internally is this idea of it's way more than curriculum and has to be more than curriculum and has to be inspiration, which sometimes feels a little squishy, but you have to inspire students. You have to energize them and show them, to your point, what's possible.
Seriously. And you guys did that perfectly for me. You guys also, that was the last thing I was going to say, reminding the students of the impact. And I think it's very ironic that you did say that because that was the last point. A lot of students, I don't want to speak for everyone, but it's pretty common that, you know, the value of a job or a career has been lost. So I feel like jobs bringing that back and showing like, this is why this is important, or these are the different aspects and why those smaller aspects behind the scene is important, why you're adding to the team. You know, it's not just the you come in, you go out kind of thing.
When you talk with students and you're talking with them about careers, whether it's in ag bioscience or just at large, what is the thing? What is the thing that most students are trying to solve for? Is it impact? Is it vocational pursuit? Is it finances? Is there any universal truth that you say, you know what, this is what my generation's really striving to do?
I would say they're striving for purpose. A lot of people want to do impactful things that matter, but also things that they're passionate about. And I know that's even one for me as well. And me, for my job, I know I am chasing. I've been told since I was a young girl, kiddo, find what you love, go crazy, and the money and everything else that you may want will follow. But finding something that is your passion, that's probably, I would say, is the biggest thing for all of us. And of course, financially. People are definitely going for financial reasons, but at least those around me, we're looking for jobs that are going to make the world better.
It is such a powerful story, Rylan. I'm so grateful that you've chosen to invest your time in here with Agrinovis, with Field Atlas. Time for maybe one more question. You're a junior at Ball State University. You're a chemistry major. You never thought you would be in ag bioscience, yet here you are. What's ahead for you? What's ahead for you in the second semester here of your junior year? What's ahead next summer? And what can we expect from Rylan Puckett after graduation?
First things first, I hope and pray I will still be an ambassador next semester for Field Atlas. Still
well done. Always go for the close. If anybody's taking notes, good job, Rylan. Good job.
I really hope to continue my position here. I love it. I love the team. But outside of Field Atlas, I would love to go inside of that chemistry internship I mentioned earlier, LSAMP at Ball State. Either that, or I just started thinking about internships at Eli Lilly, which is a bit intimidating, but I'm excited. I'm stepping up to the plate and really just rocking these courses and making an impact as much as I can on campus. And as my ambassador position, just making an impact in both. That's really what I'm striving for.
I love it. Rylan Puckett, junior at Ball State University, a chemistry major. Rylan, thanks so much for your service in Field Atlas and for joining us on Ag Bioscience.
Thank you so much for having me, Mitch. Thank you.
And thank you for joining us on Ag Bioscience. You can always get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you get your podcast. And don't forget, you can always get the latest news online at agrinovisindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovis team, I'm Mitch Frazier, saying thanks for listening and watching. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovus Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovusindiana.com.